Good morning, it's 6:19. With Sports News, I'm Jesse King. Baseball players began reporting to their teams yesterday in the most significant step yet as MLB presses ahead with its plan for a 60-game sprint of a season. Most players underwent a battery of health checks, not only for COVID-19, but also for any other lingering ailments from spring training, ahead of planned workouts beginning Friday and Saturday. And one thing was clear, despite rising numbers of positive tests and some players opting out, most players and executives are bullish about the season taking place in just a few weeks. Meantime, a person with knowledge of the decision says the NFL will cut the preseason in half and push the start of exhibition play back a week to give players more time to get in shape. Teams haven't been able to get together since last season because of the pandemic. The exhibition slate will now begin August 20th instead of August 13th. Teams will begin reporting to training camp July 28th. In college sports news, UConn has rejoined the Big East after a 7-year absence. ESPN reports the move was actually announced last summer but became official yesterday. UConn was one of the founding members of the Big East in 1979 but left for the AAC in 2013 when some of the league's private, more basketball-focused schools formed the new Big East. As part of the return, UConn's football team will become independent as the Big East doesn't sponsor football. Also at UConn, women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma is asking for federal help to get foreign students that include athletes back to campus. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut said he and other members of Congress plan to press the Department of Homeland Security to grant exemptions for the students, similar to ones given to professional athletes last month. And in Lake Placid, New York, bobsled and skeleton officials say they are still planning for a full World Cup season, releasing detailed schedules for 8 races as well as the World Championships that remain scheduled for February. Also still on schedule, a season finale at the new track built for the 2022 Beijing Olympics. I'm Jesse King.